Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The left fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting third. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Lopez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Gettle. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Gettle. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting eighth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Sanford. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Fred Sanford. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to third. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Edwards moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mitchell scores. Edwards moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell who is chasing the ball. Thompson reaches third base with a triple. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thompson scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, Browns, 1. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive towards short. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a line drive towards short. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns won. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick strikes out. 1 out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dillinger. The throw from Lopez and he is safe. Dillinger steals second. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-1 in the game. Peck hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Judnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick takes first base on ball four. Stevens moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gordon scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gettle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lopez moves to third. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Sanford. Gettle moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lopez scores. Gettle scores. Mitchell moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 2 in the game. Peck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Judnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Brown pinch hits for Fred Sanford. Willard Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Zoldak now pitching. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Leaner hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Stevens hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Bob Lemon now pitching. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lopez. The throw from Moss and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jim Hegan pinch runs for Al Lopez. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to home to get Hegan. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Pat Seary pinch hits for Hank Edwards. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. George Metkovich now playing center field. Dale Mitchell now playing left field. Jim Hegan now catching. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Jake Early pinch hits for Les Moss. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath pinch hits for Sam Zaldak. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Kramer now pitching. Jake Early now catching. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peck hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dillinger takes first base on ball 4. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Thompson strikes out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops it up and throws to first, with Kramer covering, for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Judnick strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.